Dear future A-level media studies student, my name is Neve Kerr and I study media studies A-level at sixth form. I'm writing this letter in order to inform you of the many skills you will develop throughout the first year of this subject and how they have helped me and others. There are a variety of technical, creative and transferable skills to be learned, which are easy to make use of once you know how, and will be really helpful when doing coursework, but also in other aspects of life beyond your A-levels. You will also learn many key terms that will be helpful to use when reflecting on your magazine and work, such as genre, conventions, star image, and many more. There are many technical production skills that you will learn this year. This includes posting, embedding, and linking documents in Edublogs, learning about fonts, backgrounds, layouts, and sizing in Adobe InDesign, masking, airbrushing, and filters in Adobe Photoshop, and how to use flash photography. Developing these technical production skills in Photoshop and InDesign helped me to manipulate my images and the overall layout of my magazine in a way that would attract and interest my target audience whilst conveying my star image and genre in the way that I wanted to. I used the lasso and hue tool in order to add lipstick to my model, therefore making her look sexier and confident. My target audience would expect to see a confident cover model, so using Photoshop and the hue tool to achieve this helped my magazine appear like a pop magazine. It is important when making a good magazine to have these skills so that you can fulfill the task of entertaining, informing, creating social interaction and reinforcing personal identity. Creative production skills include branding, such as your masthead and colour scheme, graphic design and your layout and images. Composition and framing includes things like depth of field and rule of thirds and mise-en-scene choices. Makeup, props, costumes, lighting, and body language. When creating my magazine, it was very important for me to fully understand mise-en-scene and correctly use it for my model. Using the most appropriate hair, makeup, lighting, costumes helped me to impact how my magazine comes across to the target audience and whether it conveys the star image and genre that I wanted it to. For example, my model's costume was a pantsuit, as I knew it would portray the independent and confident woman I wanted it to, therefore connoting her star image. A goal of this magazine was to entertain, and creative production skills really helped to boost that. Transferable production skills are skills that can also be used in real life beyond media studies, such as things like researching for things like a target audience or mood board, completing analysis of features of a magazine and language, communication through production meetings, and receiving and responding to feedback. Organisation skills in planning and booking studios. Being able to listen and develop from feedback is a skill in media and in real life, as it can be difficult to hear but helpful to your work. For example, I was told to change the colour of my text and backgrounds. When I did this, it made my magazine look more professional and realistic, as well as portraying the pop genre more. I use research to gather inspiration in order to see who my target audience is and how the pop genre is reflected. This enabled me to reflect the genre correctly. I grew in all of these skills well, but I found that communication organisation skills were very important to me in order to make sure everything went my way and looked the way I wanted it to, while also helping me understand feedback and making my work better. I hope this was helpful to you, and I wish you the best of luck in your media studies A-level. Best wishes, Neve.